At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Go Loud.
Ready to go?
I'm getting stage right now. How do you even do these again?
So this is it. Yeah. Talking more bollocks.
But what? Why are the intros so hard and intimidating?
Because it's a bonus. I don't know. Because it's a bonus episode. We don't actually do an intro, really. We don't do a countdown. We don't.
Usually your intro is, my name is Calvin.
Yeah.
Today I'm joined by. That's all the practice you have with intros so far, you see.
Usually do a countdown and then we say, episode number of Talking Bollocks, brought to you by Go Loud. It's me, COB. It's me, Talking Bollocks. Today we're joined by a guest, and then it's off and running. But when it's a bonus episode, it's like, I almost knocks the mics on halfway through a conversation. And I'd be like, yeah, so I went to the doctor, and he said, yeah, that'll go away in a few days. Right, have you got listener questions? And that's us then.
Yep.
So is this our intro right now?
Yeah.
See?
No, now, it's perfect. Like, I prefer that. It's really like you're pushed off the deep end.
Yeah, so come here. We better give an intro to who this week's co-host is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a co-host.
Well, what else are you?
I thought I was a guest. This changes everything.
Well, this is the bonus episode, and I said, this is what we do every Tuesday. Go through listener questions and just waffle for about 20 minutes, that half an hour, and then that's it.
Brilliant.
And now you're here to waffle with me.
I know, yeah. I have to say, I'm relieved and offended that we're back in the box room studio. I thought I was going to get a bit showbiz.
The
Talking Bollocks are like, yous are like the Madonnas probably of Go Loud.
So we do like, what we want.
So they get the full spread. But no, I'm back in the box room. So I'm not going to take that personal.
Do you remember that time yous were having a meeting and we came in and we just interrupted and of his feet getting put up on desk?
Yeah.
And we're like, what's this all about? And then Siobhan gave one of us stairs and we're like, right, we're going anyways.
Yeah, the full on boardroom, the lads had the feet up.
Yeah.
You're like, one day we'll be like them. We're not there yet.
Yeah, see, because I want to be like that, but like, I'm coming from an office then as well. And then I'm like, no, you have to be respectful of people. I'm walking ahead. This is their jobs, their fucking salaries to earn and what have you.
Yeah.
And Heron starts jumping around and then I'm just like, right, I'm jumping around.
I'm doing it too.
Yeah, like, fuck that. If he's jumping on the bed, I'm jumping on the bed. So here we are. Nessa is the co-host of the Unveiled podcast with Niamh Cullen. So Nessa, you're part of the Go Loud family.
I am.
We are.
Someone say we're under the same umbrella.
Yeah.
Actually, your podcast is nominated for an award.
Yes.
Is an award or awards?
Awards. Thanks for that.
You're in the one category.
Just the one. Yeah. Do you need me to say it again? Just the one.
So, IrishPodAwards.ie.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah. Get on and vote. You are in the... Oh, I notice. It's a health and wellness category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, well done.
And... So it's Unveiled with Niamh and Nessa,
yeah,
in the health and wellness category. Yeah. We're up in the comedy.
Comedy, that's the bonus episodes. Oh, I went down for the comedy.
So there you go. Thanks for clarifying that. And then I would presume the main episodes then.
Main episodes are then in society and culture.
Society and culture. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Alan, you're nominated as well.
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
For producer of the year.
Yep.
Category.
Yep.
For Starla and Talking Bollocks.
Split the vote. Yeah. Not going to work.
No, I think it's going to... We're going to cannibalise each other.
That's what
so
I mean.
Like,
yeah.
You could get like 200 votes from Starla and then 2,000 votes from us.
Oh,
it's a big shot forward.
Shot forward. But then, like, imagine the person who won it like gets 2,100 votes. You'd be sick.
Yeah, I know.
So make sure you all go on, vote for us in the best comedy and culture, society and culture. Owen for best producer and Niamh and Nessa for best health and wellness. Yeah.
There's loads of Go Loud ones in there. There's also the Starla Charles Manson series is nominated in the. Mini series or limited series?
Limited series, yeah.
So it's just in a Starla, but that's for the Starla Charles Manson series.
Yeah. Go and vote for all the Go Louds in the categories, except the ones that we're in. Yeah. Both of us.
Yeah, just distinctly.
Both of us. Nip that in the bud.
And when you go to vote, the way it works is they'll send you a confirmation code to make sure you're not
a bot.
Everyone I've talked to so far, that code has gone to their spam.
Yeah.
If you don't get in your email, check your spam and it'll be there. And before you close that window, the voting window, go back and get that code from your spam and put it in and then your vote will count. But if you don't do that, it won't count.
And hopefully we clean up this year.
No doubt.
Is your name Vanessa?
No.
It's just Nessa?
Yeah.
Whoa.
People cannot... It's like, don't say it. They're like, is your name Vanessa? It just ignites something in people. They have to ask.
Yeah, because my ma's name is Vanessa.
Oh, really?
So that's why.
Well, that's fair. That's more of a case. Does she go by Nessa?
No.
Yeah.
She's just Vanessa. But so, Nessa, you are very surprised that I can actually do a good impression of you and Niamh.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you must listen. And I do listen. I told you this loads of times. Oh, I actually do. You go through me listens on Spotify. And it's a funny story how. So, last November, it was my 30th birthday and Amy had booked a few nights away up in Galgon, just outside Belfast. And all the way up, she drove, obviously, because she booked it. She didn't want to tell me where she was going. So she drove up and she put it on. She's like, do you mind about this? I was like, oh, whatever, go on, it's grand. Like, and then like, I didn't find myself actually paying attention, but it's one of those things, you know, if it's on in the background, subliminally, you find yourself singing a song.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I never heard that song before, but you did. That's what it was. And then driving back down, I was like, oh no, these two are a bit of crack. And then he's like talking about like tampons and emotions and all. I was like,
I'm off.
I'm just going to go back to daydreaming and looking out the window again. Here we are.
Well, we have to thank Amy for kind of subliminally recruiting you.
Yeah. So I'd be in there and I'd be like, I wonder how Niamh's getting on with our wedding planning. And I hope Nessa's all right bringing up leading bottles back to the bottle bank.
I'm not. I'm
the
never okay.
The horse game.
No, it is embarrassing, isn't it?
I've never done it.
Okay. For context, we were just talking last week in our podcast how it's the worst thing on earth to actually have to recycle your bottles. It's just the most adult embarrassing thing of all time. It's the whole ruckus of it all, and a lot of people agree.
Yeah.
So
have you got any more, because you were looking out for some for people to send you them in?
Oh yeah, there was loads. People are saying, let me think, well, people were saying like, stop waiting for the bus to come, you know, to put your hand out.
Yeah.
So embarrassing. You're so vulnerable. Do you know what I mean? Like, if
well, you have to, because the bus will drive past.
I know, but that's it. That bus has all the power. If it doesn't stop, you're fucked. You're just waiting there. You have to wait for another. Like, it's just.
Do you remember what I done the other day? I put my hand out for a bus and then I looked up. I was like, no, sorry, it's the wrong number. And the man was like, he's giving me the gesture, like, are you sure? And he's pointing down. He's like, this bus. And I was like, waving. And I was like, no. And he kept driving. He gave me a little nod then. I was like,
thank God.
Then I was like, is that the right bus? And I was like, I'm bollocks. So I was like, right, I'm not getting the bus anymore. I got the bus the other day when I was in here. I got the bus home. Grand. And mommy found us chilling out. Then someone sat down beside me, opened up a packet of prawns, had a fork, an actual metal fork, and just started milling into the prawns. And I looked in shock. I looked around. Everyone had moved back a row of seats. There was windows open. People had their jumpers up over their nose. And I was like, are we allowed to hit them? Because I think it should be allowed. That's not fair on everyone else. We're a community here. Do you know what I mean? Trying to do good for the environment. We're all getting the bus. Every time there's an ad on the telly, it's like, start getting the bus. Good for the environment. Good for the economy. Closing down this road. It's only a bus carried on now. I'm like, yeah, I'm sick of driving into
That's
town.
That's probably why they're getting security on the buses now.
To stop people eating prawns. Not
That's
a bother
honestly
to them.
Single-handedly the worst thing I've ever heard to be eating on the bus. Because I have this thing about public transport and like the brazen neck of people just thinking it's okay to just have dinner
or
breakfast, whatever. Like, why do we have to all be part of that?
Yeah.
But prawns.
And they were spicy prawns and they had a metal fork.
So it was
with
like
them.
Taught through.
Yeah, a metal fork. And then I all just went back in a skill bag and I was like, I actually feel violated here.
You were?
I was in the corner then and I was just looking out the window and everyone's kind of looking as if to say, like, do one of us say something here? And then I was like, can you say something?
Yeah.
And I don't know. And then
well, the damage
know?
Is done now because, like, once prawn smells out,
that was it then,
there's
yeah.
no containing
yeah,
it.
That was it.
That's why they have bus security now.
Yeah.
Well, I had suspected a couple of things, but now we know.
That's why I'm driving into town now.
That's
but if I see
them,
I don't give a bollocks. Just going to drive everywhere.
No
Fuck
way.
Them.
Yeah, you're dead right.
So here we are. I have another thing I wanted to pull up on. So remember a few weeks ago when we done the episode with Darden and Joe, and the fella wrote in saying that he tapped his card, but there was no money on it because his missus had used the Revolut the night before and his coffee payment didn't go through. So he left the shop and someone ran out after him and said, sorry, you didn't pay for your coffee. Someone messaged me and said that he would have been entitled to a good few grand because they had settled a case like that, similar to that, for slander. Because now it's not just your man in the shop because the customer is involved. The other customer ran out and got him. That's a third party and it looks poor on his character.
My God, I'll need to remember that. I'm
going to go around.
People need to be equipped with these kind of knowledge.
With no money in me Revolut. But, and I'm going to tap it and I'm going to put earphones in. I'm going to tap it. It's not going to be any music playing. Tap it. No, let that not pay and leg it out the shop. Hopefully someone chases me and I'll be like, are you for real? Are you for real?
Hang on, slow down for
second. Yeah.
Right? No, not a good idea.
Well, hang on for a second. There's no such thing as slander anymore. They changed it a few years ago. It's all defamation. It used to be slander and libel.
Yeah.
So it's all defamation.
All right, Nessa.
And
sorry,
as they say,
Aaron Brockovich over here.
Worried that you don't know that.
Why would I know it?
And as they say, the first defense of defamation is the truth.
Right.
He tapped and it didn't go through.
Yeah.
So what's he going to sue for?
Yeah.
Because the customer now thinks that he has...
That he didn't pay.
But he didn't pay.
So... And if you go around with no money in your Revolut tapping all over town, sorry, but you're not paying. So they're in every right
that
to say you didn't pay. Yeah,
I won't walk that.
Oh, and you're just around here like,
do you know what I mean?
Dreams.
That was me get rich quick scheme.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
You just have to hope you get wrongly accused of not paying.
Do you know, Owen, I swear to God, I know at least three people who have been accused of shoplifting and settled it outside of court. That's how much money they were getting.
Hmm.
And I always was envious of them people. I'd be walking through town and be like, I wish the security guard just grabbed me. Wished he would. 15 grand outside of court.
Something
exactly
happened to me, and I don't know if I could say it on the pod, but I like missed out on a huge amount of money. I don't know if I can say it on.
Well, tell us, Will.
So I was on an airline flight before, right? And this woman was obviously a really nervous flyer. Okay, why are you laughing?
Airline flight.
Because this is going to be a great story.
Yeah, no,
I'm so annoyed.
An airline flight, yeah.
I was trying to not, but it doesn't matter anyway. It was Aer Lingus, fuck, I'm going out in style. And this woman obviously was a bad flyer, right? So she'd obviously taken whatever, but they kept giving her a drink. And she was walking up and down the aisles, like literally like Mr. Burns, you know, in the...
Yeah, when he comes out of the woods. I give you love.
Like Bobby trying, okay? And then the trolley started coming down and they were pouring hot tea. She knocked into me, scalding water all over me. Like all over me. Then I went to the toilet to like fix myself. But this is where your ego gets in the way of money. I was so embarrassed that I was like, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And she kept being like, but I didn't have tea. I was like, I had tea. She couldn't understand how she'd hurt
me. Knocked her all over, yeah.
But yeah. But then they said there was a wheelchair waiting for me when I was landed. And I was like, no, I'm actually so fine. But like, I would have got a big...
So you let your embarrassed, your ego get in the way of you having a few quid there.
Yeah.
That's, what's a, she would have got a few quid there. Now, I know that's...
That's not defamation.
No, I know injuries. I know injury is not your
I'm
forte.
Not Saul Goodman over
here. Yeah.
Oh, no, I swear to God, if I ever
can
read
anything
about...
for me on that case?
If I ever read anything about myself online, I'm ringing you. I'm not going to any solicitor. I'm ringing Owen. Do you see just what this concept is saying about me?
All I can tell you is if you should go to a solicitor or not. That's as far as I need.
Your legal advice, yeah.
But would I have got a pay?
Again, I have no idea.
I'd say she would have.
I think it was harmed and it was their negligence. Fuck's sake.
I think she should.
It sounds like you had a case, yeah?
I know. But bollocks.
I've heard played mad ones, but the shoplifting ones, they're the dream because it was like literally no hassle.
The dream.
You don't have to do anything. 15 grand outside of court, down. Imagine if you take a photo.
Dream big, kids.
How do you position that, though, that like you haven't done it? Like, if there's a, I don't know.
But yeah, so you can't get defamation for people accusing you of robbing stuff, no?
Not if you've robbed stuff. If you haven't robbed stuff, yeah.
So your man wouldn't have got money in that case.
He didn't pay for it though, so it's not.
He
so
didn't pay.
Even though another customer got involved and got him back into the shop.
But it was true.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
It was true, so.
So the person who messaged me that will more than likely be listening to this. So can you rebuttal this, please? Because Owen has given me the death stare. as if it's my fault. As if I brought the case forward.
You got it wrong.
Yeah, I got it wrong. Any listener questions?
We have a few.
Right, let's go.
I actually need to bring this up.
All right.
I was listening to last week's bonus episode with Enya Martin,
right?
And you were talking about the Bram Stoker.
Yeah.
And it just like unearthed a whole memory of like how amazing Barcode was. And
yeah.
Like it was like a metropolis. No, it's not funny. Okay. They will never do a nightclub like this. Like it served you with amenities you didn't even know you needed, right?
Like what?
Bram Stoker's.
Right.
A walk by Ireland's 50-meter first pool.
A walk by.
To get in.
A walk by.
That's what it is. You go through the tunnel. Stunning. Okay. A Chinese upstairs.
Did they?
Yes. It was not. It was actually more uncommon to not see someone on the dance floor like with a chicken ball.
What? No.
Yeah. I'm a North Sider.
I know you're a North Sider, but you're also a couple of years older than me. So why are you shocked by
that? Slander. Get the case going.
What? Sorry. What?
Even if it's not true.
What did you say?
I said Ness is a couple of years older than me. which would mean she's a generation ahead of me.
Relax.
No, a generation. Hang on. The generation of people like who actually went to Barcode.
It's a generation.
Do you remember when we had the original Real Boys on and they were like, yeah, she was going to Barcode? I was like, no, we were too young for that.
What age are you?
I'm 30. You're not paying attention at the start, Nessa, when I said last year when I was 33. That's a generation in my eyes.
God,
your eyes are wrong then. That's 3 years.
That's defamation.
That's your first guest.
You're not an optician. No, you're not a guest, you're a co-host, so I'm allowed to give you a bit of back and forth. Right. But yeah, generation, because you think about when you're 18, 19, 20, I'm still not old enough to go out.
To me, a generation is like my parents and then I'm like passing. So.
Don't mind that.
No.
Have you got any siblings?
Yeah.
Would you not say like they're a generation?
No. I might now. She annoys me, but like, no.
You're really triggered by this, aren't you?
Yeah. I need to get the Botox done.
I said you were old. I didn't say you looked old.
Yeah, it's the generation. It just feels a bit heavy.
Take this shovel off me, home. Will you? Fuck me. I'm digging a hole out.
She's like, help.
Do we have any? There's no questions. Hurry up.
Better not be about age.
All right, here's one for you. Which horror or Halloween movie would you last the longest in?
Oh,
that's a great one.
That's a brilliant question.
Does Hocus Pocus count?
Gremlins.
Gremlins is a great film.
Gone.
Gremlins is a great film. I actually struggle to realise how they cause so much havoc. Like that. Give them a boot for fuck's sake.
They're like glorified Furbies.
That's what they were.
Yeah.
Furbies were an attitude. FWA. But I only watched Hocus Pocus last night. Never actually watched it start to finish. Didn't even finish it either.
I don't really think it's that good.
No, I'm not into it. I was carving a pumpkin last night, the big age of me.
Jesus, that's a bit early, is it?
It's Halloween next week.
17th of October.
Yeah. It's 2 weeks to Halloween, to the day.
Having your gas going to stink.
It's outside the gas. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Just what I do now. I had to put the bins and all out last night.
Oh,
putting the bins out.
The worst. That's a blue job, though.
What do you mean?
Like, there's blue and pink jobs. Like, that's a man's job. I know that's sexist. I don't care. I'm not touching the bin.
Jesus.
But I thought it was a more like middle class, working class kind of thing because we've always had communal bins because like you live in the flats and then like we lived in a crescent then and like everyone has like the one bin, you just throw your bins in there and now it's like you have to put the bins out and then it's like which bin goes out and I was like,
it's a full-time
are
job.
You for fucking real?
I know.
I'm not qualified by this. The question, this, remember I said you messaged me and you said I'm doing my homework and I was like, just run off on tangents.
Yeah.
We're talking about taking the bins out. And we're talking about Halloween films there 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, sorry.
What counts as a Halloween film? See, I'd like to say Scream or something, but then you'd be like, that'd be tough. Like, just a fella like chasing you. But they make it look easy because like they're fucking like falling over carpets and all.
They're fucking ages. Yeah. Well, they're like, oh, I better answer the door.
Yeah, it's and like, you trip over a carpet.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you on about?
A lot of it is victim negligence, I think, in a lot of these things. You're just like, maybe lock your door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't fancy it with Michael Myers.
You can't kill him, though, can't you? No.
Yeah. And the silence is deafening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the song as well.
Yeah.
Is that Halloween?
Is that
Halloween?
I don't know.
Michael Myers?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's with the tune, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't really know. I don't love a horror movie.
Neither do I.
So like...
But I have a feeling with Scream, if you just like lock the bedroom door, you'd be grand.
He's just a bit of a fucking idiot. You feel like he'd go on to the next house or something. Like, he doesn't have any superpower.
No, it's just a fella with a knife.
And
it's multiple fellas with a knife.
Oh, is it?
That was the thing was, wasn't it? There was more than one of them. Have you never seen Scream?
I have.
Spoiler.
I have. He kills people. No, I have. But when you look back in the movies in the 90s, they kind of were like a parody a little bit where they really move into Scary Movie. You can kind of sit, you're like, which is the skit?
Where's the line?
Yeah.
All blurred.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Scream.
Scream, how would you feel you'd survive in a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, so bad.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they'd be arsed with me. It'd be so easy. They'd be like, oh, no. Like, there'd be no chase with me. I'd probably like fall and be like, ah!
And I was like, now let's give that.
Me, yeah.
Let's give that one.
What do you think? See, you do high rocks.
Yeah. Oh my, that zombie better not come near me. I'll row. I'll start rowing. Fuck's sake.
Stick on the skier.
Yeah. Like me on the ski. Yeah. Rowing. Skiing 1,000 meters and the zombie standing beside me. My shot next. I don't know. I feel like, again, that's like, did you ever see The Walking Dead?
Yeah, for a bit.
And it's just like, they make a gangster movie out of that. Like the things literally don't even run.
Yeah.
Lock the door. That's it, you're grand.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Same with I Am Legend as well.
I know, that was scary.
If you stay out of their way.
No, they come into the gaff and get them.
No, but they stay in, if you stay in the sunlight.
Yeah, but we live in Ireland, it gets dark very early.
Vitamin D supplements, I don't know. There's ways around it, we'll work around it.
Another question?
Go on.
Okay. This is from...
Wait, hang on. Did you pick your movie?
I said Scream.
No, I said Scream.
Which one who said Scream? You were like, yeah, Scream. Oh, and you can just take it.
I don't know why you're picking Scream. The killer in Scream is agile, quick.
No, he's clever. Not. The twist in that is that it's two fellas.
Yeah, well, then you got two to deal with.
Yeah, but you just locked your door.
Just locked the door on.
They were letting him in.
That's what the problem was. And then they'd run and lock the front door and then realise, oh no, the back door is open.
Basement. It's
always
leaving
the back door open.
Yeah.
Like, my back door is constantly locked.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, as she said, it's just negligence. That's a, what's that thing called where, you know, where it cuts off like the lowest members of a species?
A cull?
No, not a cull. There's a name for it.
Natural selection.
Natural selection. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Where it just cuts off the bottom, like the bottom 10% are gone.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what's happening there.
I don't like a horror at all. I just think they're kind of stupid or like, I'm like, what?
They're all jump scares as well.
Yeah.
There's nothing actually terrifying about
this. Yeah, The Conjuring is, did you see that?
I was afraid of that as well.
Bone chilling.
Yeah. And the fact that it's all like based on a true story and all that. Like,
Me and David were going around the house turning the lights off as a pack, like the two of us, we were like,
linked together.
We were like, okay, come on, let's go.
Like, doing a head count and all. Right, are we all here? One, we're here. Right.
The whistle. Like, we were literally, and we were like 26. Like, it's not like we were young.
I'm 30. That's it. I'm at the moving into the gaff and I'm lying in bed and I'm like, what was that noise? Was that the stairs? Would I hear someone coming up them stairs? What was that? I don't know. Was that the door? Was that the heating coming on? What was that? Do you know when you're trying to suss out the house settling?
Yeah, the new sounds.
And you're like, right, what's going on? And then I'm like, walking up the stairs myself and be like, you definitely wouldn't be able to fucking sneak up these stairs. I'd hear somebody. I would hear someone. Then I was like, do I need to change the layout of the bedroom so that my bedroom
is
the first bedroom?
Sorry, that poor woo. You're putting it through hell if this is all the thoughts that's going through.
This is what goes through my head and I'd be like, should I be the first bedroom you encounter then when you come up the stairs to protect everybody else? Do you know what I mean? And then I'm like, that means you'd have to be in the bedroom on your own, you tick.
Lot to think about there.
I'm the man of the house.
I know, yeah.
I put the bins out in my house.
Amy's like, nice. Gone.
She's going to listen back to this and she's going to send in a fucking email. Yeah, well, this is what I do.
Yeah.
I paint.
And like, I believe her. I believe her already.
Defamation. Yeah, she has no proof. Have you got any more questions on?
Have you been up to the attic again in fear?
Yeah, I checked it. Yeah, I checked it. Oh, I told you this before. You'd well be able to live up there, but you'd die if you had a sleeping bag.
What?
Well,
have you got an attic?
Yeah. I've never been up there, though.
You could get out of a sleeping bag.
We heard a story that there was a girl in America, and somewhere in America, there was a fella living in our attic. And like when she'd go to walk, he'd come down and he'd do food for himself. He'd do the delf as well, wouldn't he?
He'd go out and he'd make his lunch and all that and then he'd clean up and he'd
and
go
she
back
didn't
up.
Know he was there.
She didn't know. One day she rang in sick and she was in the bath and he got out of the attic while she was in the bath. And he ran off.
What?
He was there years.
Yeah, he ran off, didn't he? Like he copped on, she was
good
in the
gap.
And he legged it. The police came, they grew up into the attic and he had like a sleeping bag and all. And I was like, fuck. So I checked the attic. It was one of the first things I did. I've been in it a few times, but then I was up there and I was like, it's like a sauna up here.
Yeah.
Just cunts stealing fucking ice baths and then jumping into my attic then after. If you go in there in a sleeping bag, you die.
Finished.
You die. So there's no one up there. And plus you've only got like a small space because the rest is just all the insulation. I haven't got it all leveled, if that makes sense. So we only have a little small walkway to get to the water.
Do you have a shed?
No, we knocked it down. There's nothing there.
But like, you'd need a mortgage to get a shed. They're so expensive.
Eddie.
They're thousands.
Right.
My back garden is like this little, it's kind of like a recycling centre over in one section.
That's where you put all your bottles?
All my bottles, all the bits I don't give a fuck about. I'm like, you can go out into the fake shed. I'm just like, I'm not committing to that. Yeah, it's so expensive.
So there you go.
Question?
Go for it.
All right. From Tony. This is a good one.
Does he say where he's from?
No.
You need to start making it up just for Calvin's sake.
I like it. Do you not like
I wouldn't want to defame Tony.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, defamation. I'm not from Ballyferma. From Clondalkin.
Tony says, would you rather be the smartest person in the world or the stupidest? Whichever one you pick, your intelligence doesn't change. Everyone else's changes.
That is a fucking great question.
I'm lost.
Yeah. Sorry. So we already know on Nessa's thing. Yeah, just leave it at that. Is that defamation? No, I don't think it is. I can't. She's your co-host.
It's just impolite.
Yeah. She's your co-host. Then you can say whatever you want about a co-host. You can't be defamed.
You need to be the smartest.
So your intelligence is staying exactly the same.
Yeah.
And either everybody else in the world becomes smarter than you or everybody else becomes stupid.
Oh, okay.
So do you want to be smart one in a stupid world or the stupid one in a very smart world?
I'd rather be the stupid one.
You'd rather be?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not already living? It doesn't matter. I'd pick the stupid one as well.
Yeah.
Because I said this, I'm nearly sure I said this before. I feel like I've been in here constantly since we start doing these bonus episodes again. And didn't I say people haven't become stupid, or we just have been exposed to how stupid people are, and that's why I have no patience. And that really boils my blood.
Yeah.
And I've been in rooms and situations where I know I'm not the smartest person in the room, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and you're going to learn stuff then, like, you know what I mean? Like, there is nothing, like, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be able, I would spin off into oblivion if I was the smartest person in the world.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd do good with it. I'd be like, what is wrong with you?
That's, yeah.
I'd snap.
That's me. You want to see my family group chat, stuff gets sent in and I'd be like, don't respond. Just let it go. Just let it go. Bite your tongue, even though you have to type, bite your tongue, bite your tongue. And then I'd be like, something else will come in after that, and I'm like, they only sent that one in because we didn't fact check them for the first one.
Yeah.
So it's my fault, and then I have to come in and lay a school, and then I'll be like, hey, use for fucking real.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Oh, it's so bad. So I can't tolerate that. And people just saying stupid questions. You know, when people ask you, like, at certain places, countries, and you're like, how have you survived this long?
Honestly, and most of the time it is American people.
Yeah, but there's a few people in, like, that you have interactions with.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. I'd rather be the stupidest person in the smart
world. What would you pick on?
I think, not to blow my own horn, but if everyone else has to, if I have to be the stupidest, and then that means everyone else has to come above me, we're at a good level, no?
I feel the same about myself.
There you go. No?
I'd also be the stupidest. I think it's probably better for the world if everyone's smarter than everyone's stupid.
Yeah.
Probably going to turn out all right. Might not. But.
I heard a good singer. Would you rather be the richest person in the world or the ugliest person in the world? No, sorry. Sorry.
I was like,
would you rather be the ugliest person in the world, but you're the richest person? Or would you rather be the most attractive person in the world, but you're also the poorest person? And then that got me thinking that, like, if you look at the top 10 richest people in the world, they're all very ugly.
They're in bits. But if you are the most beautiful, you'll either marry, if you're a girl, you'll marry rich, right? Or you'll get a career because you're so gorgeous. Like, do you remember the hot felon? Does anyone remember him?
Yeah.
Jeremy Meeks.
What?
You remember his name?
Yeah, Bay. Jeremy Meeks.
Who's this? What's going on here?
His mugshot went viral.
Oh, this your man, the fucking...
Jeremy Meeks.
What was his actual? He had a criminal nickname, no?
The hot fella.
The hot fella?
Yeah, Jeremy Meeks. The guy, like, the teardrop tattoo, hair shaved head, blue eyes.
No,
blood type A. No, I don't know what type is. But he was so gorgeous. Yeah, moon rising, whatever. But he was so gorgeous that he... got a whole career out of it, married the Topshop heir.
Fuck off.
Yeah. I don't know if he married her, but...
What was he arrested for?
I don't know. Like, he had...
For being criminally good looking.
Yeah, literally. And then he was like walking fashion weeks and all. So if you're gorgeous, things work
you
out.
You think life works out for good looking people?
Yeah, there's the pretty privilege, I think.
Yeah, like, that's, you think the that's a real thing?
Yeah. Now, if you're like gorgeous.
Right.
If you're grand, like, no, you still have to shove the load. But like, he got out of prison for being so good looking. Like,
they gave him early parole.
Yeah, they were like, do you know what, go on.
Don't give me them eyes.
Scamp, go on.
But like, look at Elon Musk heading him. He's in a novel.
You know you're ugly when you're rich and you're still
in bits.
In bits.
Yeah. At least Jeff Bezos actually got his act together.
Yeah.
Now, I know he's not great looking, but he got his act together. He's in good nick.
Yeah, he controlled the controllables.
That's what I'm saying. But like,
Elon Musk's in a bad way.
Elon Musk's in bits.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know, like, oh, I work 20 hours a day and I sleep in the office. I was like, yeah, we can tell.
Yeah.
We can tell. We know you sleep on a sofa. Yeah. We know you sleep on a sofa. Just go home and have a shower, pal.
Chill out.
You're already running about 17 companies. Yeah. We get it. Like, we know who you are.
Twitter.
And stop tweeting as well. We don't care.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, I don't know. Like, having a lot of money and being ugly, but like, you'll get successful and you could get like good looking people to be around you, boy. Like, you could get a good looking board if you are a rich fella.
Oh, yeah.
So like,
but I don't know. I just think if you're gorgeous, you can have both. The end, you'll get your money in some way, like a good divorce, or you know,
you're not guaranteed that though.
good,
a nice, good divorce.
Yeah. Divorce.
Set your goals.
Aim high. People. Yeah.
Right. Last question for you. Would you rather 100 grand now, or 1 million? Right. So that's your choice: 100 grand or 1 million. But if you get the million, you shit yourself every time you hear "I Got a Feeling" by the Black Eyed Peas.
I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Same. I'd take my licks.
I haven't heard that song in a long time. Now, I don't mean to be crude or vulgar, but what's the extent of shitting yourself now? Is it a little short? Would you be like, you know what, I might get away with this, only I know about it?
No, I think it's...
Everyone in the room is going to know about it. Sorry, I've had an accident.
It's bad.
I've got a feeling I'm about to shoot myself.
But like, Do you know when it's coming? Like, because you plan for the day.
No.
Like, I work remotely, so.
I know. Is it worth £1 million to be going around wearing a nappy?
Oh,
is it worth £100,000 for the peace of mind?
The anxiety of every time you left your house.
Yeah.
Like, you could have.
Would you become a recluse?
Okay, well.
Like, if you're working from home, and you're like, I could go out.
Genuinely.
Or I could get a takeaway because I have £1 million. And I could just stay in and not worry about shit myself.
Genuinely, I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Thank God.
I really know it. Yeah, because I showed myself. No, but I haven't. So it's not a song that's constantly on the radio.
Yeah, but TikTok brings back stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a tough one.
Like Will I Am or something, kick the bucket and then I'll never be off the radio.
Yeah.
Something like that will happen.
I think I'll take the 100K.
I'll weigh up the options here. Yeah, but see, that's forever as well then, isn't it? Like...
And like a million's not what it used to be.
No.
Do you know? We've our whole lives ahead of us. Well, you more than me. Like, I don't know if you could quit your job for $1 million, could you?
I don't think I would.
If you got it out, you'd pay your gaff off.
You'd hate to be that cunt as well. Imagine me, like, she won £1 million. Look, we're still getting up and fucking getting on the bus at like 8 o'clock sick. This morning.
I know.
I told you develop a good pity me mentality when you were like, I won £1 million, I still have to go to work. As opposed to one of those like Alphas who like, yeah, I still grow up my grind every day. Like, no, I can't actually afford
Andy
to
Robertson,
stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is how bad the economy is. I got £1 million, 7 figures sitting in the bank and I still have to grow up in the morning.
I know, yeah, the American dream is birth.
Yeah, you have to take the £100,000 for the peace of mind. Like, imagine being 40, being like, yeah, I have a big gaff and then you walk outside and it's like, and this song is 30 years old today. And then so you got a feeling and you're like,
yeah. Day ruined.
Yeah.
Just be a reminder of how greedy you were. Couldn't just take
$100,000.
That's what I mean. Take $100,000. $100,000.
Why? Would you own, yeah?
Peace of mind.
What's your dignity worth?
Yeah, wow. $1 million.
Calvin's over here putting a price on his dignity.
Well, you said I'd take $100,000.
I don't believe you though.
Yeah, no, you don't want me to take it. See, this is what we need. Terry focus. Terry was taking $1 million.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd take $100,000.
Terry was taking $1 million and Terry was the smartest man in the world. 100%.
Yeah.
Everything's right with the world.
We should just start, you know, next time you have a co-host on, just be like, I'll just flash up, this is what you answer. You pick this answer.
Yeah.
We need this.
You're doing it wrong.
Nessa, your podcast is called Unveiled.
It is.
It's a Go Loud podcast.
Go Loud.
Surprise, surprise.
Original podcast.
And there's no point in saying where can you get it, because we know. Mm-hmm. You already covered that. When can we get it?
You can get it every Monday at 1:30, wherever you get your podcasts. So yeah. Apple, Spotify. Where do you get your podcasts?
Spotify.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Do you share your Spotify Wrapped every year?
I don't.
What are you hiding?
All right, relax.
I just don't understand people. Like, it's fine.
I read a thing, well, last year, they only go from October to January to October. And then supposedly they're changing it this year.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, usually when you get to October 1st, then it's like cut off, doesn't matter what you listen, it's not getting included.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like when people send me theirs and be like, look how much I've listened to your podcast. Yeah. I really appreciate that. I was like, thanks very much. Thank you. And then some people are like, look how much I've listened to. I was like, all right, relax still.
Yeah, you should maybe turn us off a bit.
But I was only saying it to somebody. Do you know when like everything is getting more expensive now?
Yeah.
Like everything.
Yeah.
And I said, literally said it to me, mate Vinny. I said, if Spotify went up to £20 a month, I wouldn't give a bollocks. I said, yeah, no problem. Got an email then 2 days later. It went up £2. And I was like, no, I don't care. I don't care. Still pay for it because I use it every single day.
Yeah.
It's the service I use the most. So you can't put a price on that.
Cannot.
Well, you probably can, but like it's still, I'm still within
it's
me boundaries.
Yeah.
It's well worth it. Of course, if I didn't have Spotify, I'd be fucked. No offense to Go Loud, but go listen to your podcast on the Go Loud app.
We also do love Go Loud.
And the Go Loud app.
Can't put a price on Spotify, but you can put a price on shit yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll end on that.
All right, Owen, thanks very much. Nessa, you definitely know where to send the questions in by this podcast.
Oh my God, I knew you were going to do this to me. Like, I don't. I barely know mine.
So what's yours?
Come on.
I'm pretty sure it's unveiled@goloud.com if you want to send them there. No. So I presume yours is talking bollocks.
I go loud
is
now.
It with it, is it talking bollocks or talking? It's a G, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, talking bollocks at Go Loud
Now. It's on the screen there.
Yeah, I know.
Looking at it.
You're looking right at it.
What's the story? Whoa.
I looked at it twice.
And fully grown woman. She can't even... 33 years of age. And
you looked
can't
at it twice and then looked at us and asked
hostile
us.
Hostile podcast. I'm not used to this bad energy.
You should see it when the other fella's here.
I'm going to have to sage the place now for mine.
Can I go in and just give out to you?
No, I miss my friendly co-host.
We need a crossover now with Terrence and Niamh.
Yeah.
Because me and Niamh always said... that I'm the Calvin and she's the Terrence.
Yeah.
Vice versa.
So you're autistic and she has ADHD.
You actually literally said that to us and we probably both agreed as well.
Yeah. Imagine Liam. Turner's been like, yo, I want to be the smartest. And they've been like, yeah, I feel like everyone else is already so stupid anyways.
I can't.
Can't disagree.
No comment. I plead the fifth.
Right. We'll wrap this one up. Nessa, thanks very much for coming in
ball.
And keeping me company here.
Absolutely. Thanks for insulting me and calling me a generation older than you.
Yeah, my co-host.
Yeah,
this is what I do.
Okay, yeah. I went in with a guest mindset. It's my fault.
You went in thinking you were the main character.
Did the bright light.
You come on to talk about like thinking you were the main character.
I gave you your seat. That was respectful. Yeah. That's my seat.
Right.
Calvin, yeah, Nessa came in and said, that seat you're in, Calvin, that's right. Nessa went to sit there because that's where she always sits. And yeah. Calvin, being the gracious host, said, that's my seat, and kicked Nessa out of it.
Because she's coming in to fill in for Terrence. So she will have to sit in Terrence's seat.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah. But anyways, that's where we are. So send any of questions, dilemmas, co-host suggestions, anything at all. What happens here on a daily basis, wherever, if you would shit yourself for £1 million, to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Cut down.